It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off with some bad news this morning?
Bad and confusing news, perhaps.
What's that?
120 whoopie pies are missing after somebody breaks into a fairground booth.
What is a whoopie pie?
It's kind of like a moon pie.
Uh-huh.
You ever had one of those?
Yeah.
So it's like a marshmallow thing with some sort of thing over it covered in chocolate. Am I describing that accurately, Ian?
Yes, definitely. Right? Mahoney, it's more of a marshmallowy Oreo. Think of it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I don't know if I would call that a whoopie pie because...
You're looking at a whoopie pie and you're disagreeing that it's whoopie pie?
No, I'm looking at it. I'm just saying, like, I feel like that's a bad name for that kind of pie.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's...
All right.
You can take that up with Mr. and Mrs. Whoopie.
Okay. So 120...
120 of them. And also drinking a half gallon of iced tea. There was a refrigerator full of the cookies. Was also emptied in plastic gloves and silverware littered, strewn across the floor.
Okay.
Organizers say there's about $1,000 worth of damage or stolen goods. Come on.
Really?
Each Whoopie pie is worth $10 or so. Come on. Get out of here.
That was our secret recipe iced tea, Dave.
The group discovered the break-in of the fairground booth Sunday morning. They believe it occurred overnight on Saturday. They say whoever is involved can confess and work off their crime by assisting the club with its volunteer work. I'll give you a hint. It was a carny. Okay, there. You have your lead. Good luck to you.
You think it was a carny? You don't think it was a teenager?
It was probably a teenage carny.
Oh, are there? Can you be a carny if you're a teenager, Ian?
You've spent
some time around the fine carny folk.
I think there's some loopholes to the rules that a lot of carnies take. But
I would say that probably one of the other rules is don't do meth. And yet somehow, it seems like there's a whole lot of carnies.
It's rampant.
I feel like that's kind of in the playbook. Like you know, like when you become a politician or a judge in the United States of America, or you get sworn in. You put your hand on a Bible or whatever it is, an important book of your choosing.
Uh-huh.
I feel like when you become a carny, you get a handful of meth. You put your hand on a bag full of meth and you have to give an oath.
And you have to promise not to take it, but yet everyone does. Uh-huh. Everyone takes the meth. there's got to be teenagers of the offspring of other horny carnies, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Running about.
Okay. I thought you became a carny to get away from your family. Like if you don't bring your work with you on the road, you know, or you don't bring your baggage with you on the road if you're a carny.
But you
want to live that free carny life, Dave.
You are downplaying
just setting up that scrambler every single day.
The hot love that can occur between two lonely people on the road.
Yeah, but then they just leave their kid at one of the stops.
Where's little Jimmy? I think we left him in Omaha. I don't know.
We gave him away because somebody threw a golf ball into a fishbowl. Congrats.
I don't want your 16-year-old. What are you doing? Just put him in a little plastic bag.
Daddy, I want it.
Dang it. Well, some good news today.
Okay, what do we got?
I mean, I think this is good news. There was a 71-year-old guy, which seems like he's pretty young to be dying, you know, in 2019, 71.
Still, yeah, it's not young, but it's certainly not like...
Old.
Yeah.
It's a good run.
Well, this guy, Leonard Durkin from Leeds, England, died a few weeks ago, heart failure. Before he died, he told his family he had one wish, to be buried with a bacon double cheeseburger from Burger King. So his family honored his wish. On the way to the funeral, his kids had the entire funeral procession go through a Burger King drive-thru, and his 50-year-old son, Peter, ordered the burger and put it on top of his dad's coffin.
Okay.
And then they cremated him. Which...
That's not... They didn't bury him with it.
Right?
They cremated him with it.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to speculate on if this guy was healthy or not, but he's dying of heart failure at 71, and the one thing he wants is a bacon double cheeseburger from Burger King.
Well, Dave, it's flame broiled, unlike McDonald's, which is fried.
Was it flame broiled before or after the cremation?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Hey.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. If you had the chance, would you rather relive your prom night or the best Christmas that you ever had as a kid?
Message deleted.
Well, without question, the best Christmas ever.
Without a doubt.
Not even close.
I cried on my prom night.
I didn't even go to prom. It wasn't my prom. The only prom that I ever went to is when I was a freshman in college and I went with my girlfriend who was still in high school because I went to a small Christian school. Mm-hmm. There was no dances. Dancing with the evil, Mahoney.
Oh, no.
You don't
leave
dance.
Leave space for you, her, and the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost between you.
Mm-hmm.
No, but my parents, you know, six kids in our family, but still every Christmas they made sure it was awesome.
Yeah.
And that's quite a task when you have six kids, right?
That's very impressive.
It's a lot.
It's a tough one.
But if there's one moment, it's when my uncle, who lived in Pennsylvania at the time, sent us our first Nintendo, the original NES.
Yeah.
And I just remember the total meltdown of excitement that we had. Because, you know, even back then those were expensive, weren't they?
Oh, like, yeah, they were.
They were like $200 or something?
Like $300, $300, and that's in like 1983 money.
Right, there's a lot of money. My uncle, though, he sprung for it, and he gave us, you know, the original NES, and that was an exciting...
Did it come with any games?
It came with the original Mario.
Okay.
And it took us a little while to get some other games.
Did you get Duck Hunt? Or
Duck Hunt came with it, with the controller.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is awesome, except for my cheating-ass brother would always stand right by the TV screen with the gun. Shoot the ducks.
Did you learn that you could eventually control the ducks with the other controller?
Yeah. I was never very good at that, though. I could never actually figure out if I was actually controlling them or if it was just...
you were controlling them ducks.
Yeah.
Little secret there.
What about you? Prom or Christmas?
Prom, I cried. I cried my junior year prom, my senior year prom. You know, me being
why did you cry?
I had put so much, like, I was on prom committee. I put so much time into this.
Prom committee?
Oh, you were just emotional.
Well, and then I took the girl who I had like this big crush on.
Uh-huh.
And we went, and then I borrowed my grandparents. My grandparents had like a really nice Lexus.
Oh, really?
They were in town that week, so I borrowed that car. And I took her to the prom, and had all this like great stuff planned out. And then she just like we get there and just didn't want like she just left.
She wanted nothing to do with you.
Well, like we took pictures, and then it was just like that was it. And
I
was
just like, no, buddy.
Garbage.
Oh, no.
And then my senior prom, I took the girl I was dating, my first girlfriend. A serious girlfriend in high school. She went to another, like you, a small Christian school.
Yeah.
And we went to her senior prom that year. And then, like, it was me, her, and her, like, hot best friend.
Uh-huh.
And we, like, my parents were out of town for something. They never went out of town.
Oh, hell yeah,
so I'm
bro.
Like, let's go back to my house.
Oh, my.
And then nothing happened.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Man, you're bad at closing the deal, huh?
Damn,
I did date the best friend, couple years later.
Ah,
okay.
Did close the deal there?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
It was just delayed like several years. But I'd still take my sweet ass bike I got on Christmas over any of that garbage.
Yeah, all those failed, awful relationships where everyone's insecure and pimply.
That Diamondback, you know, that sweet ass teal, or it was like a neon green bike.
Never
let me down.
Never.
You're the real MVP.
I always let you ride it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who needs a seat?
Man, I hate when I put food in the microwave and then the food starts making like explosive noises. So I go to check on the food and it's still cold. Like I get enough of it in my everyday life. So now my microwave has to play with my emotions. I don't get it.
Message deleted.
That's on you, man. That's on you for not knowing how to work a microwave. You know, if you put like chili or soup or something that has like mashed potatoes in there, you got to stir it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, or you got to go in there and flip it every like 30 seconds to like even out the heat. That's on you. That is user error. That is you. They gave you the tool to create heat, to warm things up in a quick manner, and you are just too stupid to know how to use your microphone. That's on you.
You just called it a microphone. It's fine.
It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Microwaves can't be healthy for us, right?
Hell no.
Every time that I heat something up in the microwave, I'm like, all right, this black magic is certainly killing me. It's worth it because, imagine life without a microwave. But I always do appreciate when I put something, let's call it a chili, with like the beans in there. Mm-hmm. And they just so violently explode that even if you have a cover on it, just blast it right off the top of it. You're like,
can't contain it.
Our buddy Mike Dolce will not use microwaves.
He's a
health guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nutritionist and everything else. He doesn't use microwaves?
No, he does not. He advocates against using microwaves, eating microwave food for anything. But if you have like one of those little like oven things, you know what I'm talking about?
Conventional.
Convection oven.
Yeah, the little small one you keep on the counter.
Yeah.
That thing, you'd be surprised how fast that heats stuff up.
Yeah.
Like pizza and that, 1,000 times better than microwave pizza.
Oh, yeah, because it's always all soggy whenever you get
a nice
microwave.
Crisp.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Mm. Mm.
Is pizza on the menu on the Dolce diet? Somehow I doubt it.
Maybe. I always skim through that book.
I see.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's up, guys? Good morning. Got a bit of situation here. You know how you, like, bite your tongue and a little bit too late and you already bit it? Well, that sucks. Well, I just got done eating this Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I'm on my way to the hospital because I didn't move my finger out the way in time, and so pretty much I bit, like, an eighth inch into my finger. I think I may have to go get stitches, but I finished my sandwich. It was damn good. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Message deleted.
If you bite your finger so hard that you might have to go get stitches, you need to eat more often, man. Like, you're too hungry. Like, what are you, a rabid dog?
Biting your tongue is a special kind. You feel real stupid doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could bite your finger while you were eating.
Badass. Just relax, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You bought the sandwich. It's not going anywhere.
And when your teeth rub together, that's even worse than all of them. Ugh.
It's top stories.
So this is actually a pretty big advancement when it comes to privacy, because tech companies for many years now have just been totally exploiting it. Apple has announced that their iOS 13 will show you exactly where your apps have tracked you. So it's letting users learn more about how apps track their location. The iPhone maker is launching a bevy of new privacy features in iOS 13, and among them is a tool that shows users a map of where apps have tracked them. Users will be shown the map for apps that track the location in the background, such as Google Maps or Instagram, which seems totally unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Instagram.
Why are you tracking us, Instagram?
Because they're owned by Facebook, and Facebook is the devil.
This is true.
A screenshot of the feature shows that, along with the map, Apple provides a description of why the particular app is requesting that data. If users are uncomfortable with the app siphoning off data in the background, they can turn it off immediately. Users can tap change to only while using, which means the app only will collect location data when it's open on your device. But that's also a little deceiving, because a lot of people don't close apps after they're done using them, right? You just leave a whole bunch of apps running in the background. Overall, it should help users, though, be more aware of what kinds of data apps are collecting and how often, as well as, de-incentivizing app developers from the shady location tracking. You just don't need to know where everyone is going all of the time.
What they're doing, everything that's happening. Apple has its issues as a company. I use a ton of Apple products. I do. And mostly now it's just because I've been using them for 10 years. The wonder has kind of faded, but if they can get into this privacy thing and they can really step it up and make sure that these apps aren't tracking us, they're not selling our data, and they're, you know, treating us not like cattle, like some of these other big tech firms.
Like an actual person that has the right to privacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a novel idea.
I think that could be an absolute game changer for Apple. I also like the fact that they're doing you can use your Apple ID to log into a lot of these sites now,
yep.
Which I feel they say they're not going to track. And if that's the case, awesome.
So speaking of privacy, how about this? Firefox. I used to use Firefox all the time after Google Chrome became as sharp as it is
Firefox,
today.
Firefox, did you switch from, I went from like Netflix to Firefox. That's why I left Netflix. Or Netscape.
I went from Internet Explorer because that was.
Oh my God, yeah. You're an IE guy?
Well, I mean, not by choice. It was just what was loaded on.
Netscape,
monster!
Man.
I know.
How dare you?
Netscape was the bomb, man.
The CEO, his name is Chris Beard, has revealed plans to launch a premium version of Firefox later this year. This version will be available as a monthly subscription. We'll see how that goes over. He said users will have access to a standard version as well, but he suggested some of the additional features will be access to a VPN service and a secure storage space. Beard said that current Firefox users would remain free, and the browser maker won't take previously free features and move them into the premium tier. They plan to test the subscription service sometime in October. This subscription service is their latest attempt at finding alternative methods for monetizing the service. Right now, 90% of their revenue comes from its partnerships with search engine providers and mainly from its Google deal. But Google also in the limelight right now for not exactly respecting people's privacy.
Yeah.
And so, if more of these companies come out and they offer, like, the service that they offer is privacy,
mm-hmm.
That's compelling. I'll pay for that.
Absolutely. And Google Chrome's also said that they are, or Google's also hinted that they're going to remove the ad blocking feature, which that is garbage.
Yeah.
100%. So I don't like there are sites that I have ads enabled on because I use their site. I like what they do. A lot of news organizations. I want those places to get, you know, my ad dollars or the money from that those clicks. But there are other places like shady parts of the web that feed you.
Like what type of shady places? Never mind.
Like the New York Post.com, Dave. That feed you. There's websites out there that feed you a lot of malware through a lot of these advertisements. And that's why, just for security purposes, you got to have an ad blocker.
David Ortiz has arrived in Boston on a Red Sox team plane and was taken to a hospital on Monday, a day after he was shot in the back while at the Dominican Republic nightclub/bar. Listed in stable condition in the ICU. And the story behind this, at least it's trickling out now, is that he may have been shot by two cops hired by a Dominican Republic drug lord who believed that he was having an affair with his wife.
Ooh.
Three law enforcement sources confirmed the motive. David Ortiz, 43, is recovering in the hospital. The drug lord has not been named. Police have arrested Eddie Feliz Garcia so far, but their investigation is ongoing. Garcia was chased down at the bar by a crowd of his supporters and was beaten relentlessly until cops arrived. He was driving the motorcycle, but is not the man who pulled the trigger. So the shooter, who has not been named, is also in custody.
Oh, they got them both.
They got them both, okay. But they're saying they're that this cops. Guy... They're saying that they both may be cops hired by a drug lord because the drug lord thought that David Ortiz was banging his wife.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Crazy story.
That is unreal. You know, originally when it came out, it was that it was a robbery.
Just got shot in the leg. And then you're like, here's the video of him getting shot in the back.
His liver, his intestine, his colon.
Yep.
Lost his gallbladder. As a man who doesn't have a gallbladder, I will tell
you. It's tough, yeah.
It changes the way you live, Dave.
And finally, if you want to get extra creepy, Beethoven has a lock of hair that's up for sale. So if you want to buy that at auction.
The dog from the 1990s and late 80s movies?
Yes, the dog. He passed away not too long ago. And I'm just kidding. I'm sure he's been dead for a really long time.
Yeah, I think so.
No, the lock of the real Beethoven's hair is scheduled to be auctioned off.
Ludwig von Beethoven?
Ludwig von Beethoven, yes. Oh. The German composer. And they're saying that his lock of hair is expected to receive bids between $15,000 and $19,000 when
How
it goes up for
even
auction this
verify
week.
Verify.
That's low. That's got to
that
be low.
This is, you know, like, what is it? Your grandma, your grandfather, your great grandfather was like, oh, I've got a lock of, you know, Ludwig von Beethoven's hair. Here you go. I'm passing it on to you. It just turns out it was like.
It's just his mistress's hair, and he's trying to make up some excuse for why he had it.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, we really have no excuse. We've been doing this morning show together for over a decade now.
10 plus years.
Somehow, every single week, we manage to screw up. And this week has been no exception.
You're supposed to be masters of any craft if you have 10,000 hours of doing anything. That's how long it takes to become a master at anything. That's what they say.
So we're supposed to be a master at this.
At this point in our lives, we are supposed to be masters at the craft that we are currently performing.
Well, I'm going to play this blooper reel for you, and then you can decide whether or not we are, in fact, masters of this craft.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
Furby from 1998. You can get a 1998 Tiger Electronics Furby for $20.
$20.
In the box, you can get a 1998 Tiger Electronics Furby for $20.
It couldn't have been more than 2 minutes he tried the handle and the safe opened. The guy said in an interview, he asked if he was a professional safe cracker, and he said, no, I'm just a machinist. He asked if he was a professional safe cracker.
I mean, how do you run out of hard and soft shell tacos?
You're Taco Bell, that is a pretty big blunder.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you run out of hard and soft shell tacos?
Some facts about Nicolas Cage that are either his real life or
plots from his movie. Can you tell the difference between what they are? Because it's a game that we call play called Stage or Cage. Can you tell the difference between what they are? Because it's a game that we call play called Stage or Cage.
My only complaint about Taco Bell is that the hot sauce isn't
it's not hot enough for you.
They need like an inferno or, you know, melting temperature flavor. Temperature flavor. Tiger electronics.
I mean, how do you run out of hard and soft shell tacos?
Safe factor.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So first up today is a dispute that took place at a Taco Bell. And look, if you go to a Taco Bell, we were talking last week about them running out of tacos. Mm-hmm. That's a big problem, right? But we don't know if there was actually an issue with the Taco Bell and their food supply or if it was just a personnel issue. A man got arrested after a Taco Bell employee in St. Augustine was beaten up following a dispute at the drive-thru window.
Beaten up?
Ooh. Taurus Latron Ford. So hang on. The parents' last name is Ford. And they named their son Taurus.
Oh.
Oh, guys.
So when you go backwards first, like in school, right? You know, it's listed by last names.
Ford, Taurus.
Could you at least go on something like Mustang or EcoStar?
Something.
Explore.
The Explorer is a classic. Expedition, yeah.
Fiesta would even have been better.
Yeah, I'm a party man. Well, anyway, he got into it early on Saturday morning with somebody at the Taco Bell. He was yelling at the employee who was working the drive-thru. He got out of his car, approached the drive-thru window, and attempted to hit the drive-thru employee. And the employee reacted by backing up and then slapping Ford Taurus in the face.
Hell yeah. He put the brakes on that real quick.
That's right. Ford then kicked in the door to the restaurant, shattered the door in the process. He entered the restaurant and began punching the employee in his ribs. Ow. Oh,
whoa.
The 37-year-old Ford Taurus was charged with battery, burglary, and criminal mischief. You know, 37 years ago, I bet his parents never suspected that the Ford Taurus would one day be discontinued. Because they stopped making those altogether, right?
Have they?
I think they stopped making the Ford Taurus.
I feel like we're approaching that quickly.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So, deputies in Central Florida arrested a man for the misuse of 911. Pasco County Sheriff said that Jeffrey Gordon called 911 17 times over a period of 2 days. The 55-year-old man told responding paramedics that he was simply lonely and needed somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities told him, hey, man, don't do that. On the day he got arrested, he was actually on the phone with 911 while the cops showed up to arrest him.
Damn it, man. Just call, like, you know what you do? Like, you're lonely. I get it. Everybody wants somebody to talk to. Here's what you do. You combine what your needs and your wants together, and you try to find make this into a business. Like, start staying on hold for people.
There you go. Wow.
Like, think about that. Like,
go stand in line for people.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're just around people.
Surrounded by people to talk to.
All day long.
And they can't go anywhere.
They're stuck. Be a professional DMV waiter.
So two get convicted in Oregon for tossing horse lube and glitter onto cops. There was a couple of protesters. There was some rally going on, and they were upset about the rally, so they were protesting that rally. And they showed up with 2 4-gallon buckets, and the cops came up to him. They're like, pardon me, what's in your 2 large 4-gallon buckets? Turns out it was horse lube and glitter mixed together. And when cops asked to see it, they threw it all over the cops and they ran. Prosecutors even say the two attempted a fist bump in celebration after they were arrested and cuffed in the patrol car. Oh, a jury convicted them of harassment and acquitted them on a charge of disorderly conduct. Horse lube is a gel used in rectal procedures on large animals.
Nice.
You said rectal?
Rectal.
I can't condone throwing anything on peace officers, you know, officers of the law who are out there doing their job. But if you were to throw something on somebody, horse lube takes it to a whole new level. But I don't know what kind of ads I'm going to start getting fed on my Google.
Oh, now that you just said horse lube?
Because I wanted to know, how much does horse lube cost?
Oh, my God.
Is anybody curious what...
All right, so what
there's
what
equinity
is
or equine-inity horse XL. That's a 600-gram thing of horse
600
lube.
600 gram? Ooh. How much is that in ounces? Like, how big does it look?
That's not that
like
big.
A shampoo bottle or
this
smaller?
This is a specialty horse lube.
A specialty horse lube. I'm going to guess
$49.99. At Big D's Tack and Vet Supplies.
Of course.
But you could also get a all-purpose lubricant, a gallon of that, from the All Veterinary Supply Company for only $8.95 a gallon. So you can get... So they had 8 gallons total of lubricant. So 8 times 9, $72 for under for like $23, that buys a lot of glitter. For under $100, that buys a lot of horse glube and glitter.
Glube. That should be the name for a lube.
That's the maybe sound
bust
it makes.
Maybe bust out the glube.
In the glube.
And finally, a 20-year-old guy by the name of Fabricio Jimenez, he was a passenger in a car that was pulled over Sunday morning at about 4:30 a.m. during a traffic stop in the suburbs of Tampa. When the cops approached the vehicle, the female officer noticed something on his nose, a white powdery substance that she believed to be powder cocaine. But guys,
could have been something else.
Could have been something else. Turns out, though, it was cocaine. And they swabbed his nose and tested positive for cocaine. They also did a search of the guy, and they found a small bag of cocaine.
Okay.
And 250 grams of weed and 13 Xanax pills. He was arrested on 3 felony narcotics possession charges. But you guys, it's a misunderstanding. He told the cops that the cocaine that was on his nose was not his.
Yeah, I mean, that's not his. Easily happened, you know? I mean, you know, you go to a Krispy Kreme, instead of a powdered donut, they decide to just coat them in cocaine, and you know, you're just eating yourself a nice donut. The next thing you know, your whole face is covered up. Or, the more likely of the scenario, you're just standing there at a stoplight, minding your own business like you do in Tampa, and some guy runs up with a handful of cocaine, just
throws it
right
in your face.
Right in your face.
Like Al Pacino is Scarface. Like, pow, got you, right in the face.
And then an Asian flute plays and he disappears.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Happens all of the time.
All the time.
Suburbs of Tampa. Yeah, you don't.
It's crazy.
You ever been to the suburbs of Tampa? No, you haven't. Don't judge.
Wild.
You don't know what it's like down there.
Mean streets.
Suburbs.
A T-town.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
Tyler is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Are you good at spotting fake news, my friend?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, I've got 3 stories for you. All of them sound like they should be fake. Only one of them is. Mahoney can help you out because he does not know the answer as to what is actually the fake news here and what is real. Okay?
All I do know, Dave, is that you are a purveyor of falsehood and propaganda. And that you love spreading fake news across this beautiful country of ours.
This is a game that we play on the radio. You don't have to besmirch my character. Tyler, good luck to you. Story number one.
What country are you working for?
A drunk demolition worker gets arrested after blowing up the wrong building. According to his colleagues, 51-year-old Marty Daughtry was pretty drunk when he showed up for work, but that's not unusual because the demolition team foreman has been known to have a few drinks from time to time and show up to work having a few bevvies in his system. He is known to have a bit of an alcohol problem, but he is usually able to get the job done. And so his coworkers were confident that he would be able to take care of this 6-story apartment building, even though he was pretty drunk. And he is known as one of the top experts in his field, and so they decided to let him go ahead with it. Unfortunately, he was unable to remain concentrated on the job, and his employees said it was a pretty expensive mistake. He started to demolish the wrong building.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, it was an unoccupied 4-story apartment building as opposed to the unoccupied 6-story building that he is supposed to take down. But it did leave dozens of families displaced and caused $4.5 million in damages. He now faces a total of 98 criminal charges, including 79 charges of criminal neglect, endangering the life of others, and each of the destroyed tenants' building contents. So this guy, again, $4.5 million in damage because he showed up to work drunk. Oof. And took down a chunk of the wrong building.
Who hasn't had a bevy or two before going into work?
I mean, that's a lot of information.
It's a lot of information.
What do you think, Robbie?
I don't know. Let's hear the other ones.
Okay, here we go. On to story number two. A fake cop shows up at IHOP and then shows the server his butt.
What?
Matt Skida, 55 years old, entered the IHOP at about 1 a.m. on Friday, told the server that he had no money, but, quote, I'm a cop and I get free food, according to the police report. He then flashed an Orlando Police Department insignia patch from his wallet. He reportedly was asked about having cash before ordering because the IHOP manager recognized him as that's the guy that never has the money to pay for his food. When the server told him that police officers, in fact, do pay for their food and asked him to leave, he said, I'm not going anywhere until you feed me. He then threatened to beat up the IHOP server and shouted, hey, buddy, before dropping his pants and exposing his naked buttocks to the IHOP employee.
If you are going to steal a meal from a restaurant,
is it
going to
be an IHOP?
Why would it be an IHOP? Like, go to like a fancy steakhouse and just treat yourself.
That's when things get even stranger.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cops showed up to arrest him, and he started screaming, quote, I'm a Green Beret. If I die, Obama dies. He then bragged about knowing the Orlando police chief and said his retired brothers will help him out. The 55-year-old man is facing charges of impersonating a law enforcement officer, trespassing, and disorderly conduct.
I mean, that is definitely Florida.
Yeah.
That's got to be true.
That is Florida. That is Florida in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
So he is a former cop. He knows
Green
Obama.
Beret, yep,
Green
yeah.
Beret.
Well, no, he doesn't necessarily know Obama. Just if he dies,
oh,
Obama
him.
Dies. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe like a rogue Secret Service agent as well.
Or maybe they're connected in some interdimensional thing where they share the same soul.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
They've got
yeah.
some sort of...
the same lifeblood.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So you think that one's true. All right.
Okay.
And last but not least, a Florida man gets arrested for fondling himself at a community pool and blames invisible lesbians.
I mean, who hasn't been there?
Jose Portela, 79 years old. 79.
What are you doing, man?
From Boca Raton, Florida, was enjoying a nice swim in the community pool when he claims that he saw two 20-something girls making out hot and heavy poolside. He said that he was so aroused by what he was seeing that he started to fondle himself. Only one glaring hole in his defense is that there was security camera footage from the scene, and it showed he was absolutely alone. He was alone in the video, but I guess some people saw from a distance what he was doing and reported him. When approached about the 20-somethings that he said he saw, Jose told police that they must have been invisible lesbians.
Yes. I mean, Wonder Woman does have an invisible jet.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, next thing you know...
everything else becomes invisible, too.
Yeah, why not?
All right, so there's your three stories, Tyler. You have the drunk demolition worker. You have the IHOP man showing his butt to the IHOP customer showing his butt to the server. And the Florida man going at it in the community pool by himself because of invisible lesbians. Two of these absolutely true. Only one of them is fake news.
I really wish the IHOP story, he had the word IHOP written on his butt.
The O is the all right. All right. So well, up to you, Tyler. What do you think?
I want to go off on a limb here and say the two Florida ones are probably true, but I need Mahoney's.
I mean, to blow up a building is pretty hard. I mean, we've all seen demolitions in our day, and there's a lot that goes into them. Like, I don't think that you could possibly set up all those explosives yourself while drunk.
Okay, I think I'm going with Mahoney's advice here.
I could be wrong, but I mean,
Demolition Man is the fake news. Final answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
How are you going to say Demolition Man is the final answer and not have a clip from the 1992 masterpiece starring Sylvester Stallone and the one and only Wesley Snipes?
That came out in 1992?
It may even be before that.
Wow.
You
were just guessing that it came out in 1992?
Yeah, I mean, 1993.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock was in it?
Oh, yeah. Sandra Bullock
1993, Sandra Bullock?
Ooh-wee.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Congratulations, Tyler.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
1993, Sylvester Stallone.
Woo! Woo! It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So we were talking about a couple of jackpots that got hit here in Las Vegas this past weekend, and there was some significant ones. So there was, you know, the 25-cent machines, IGT said on Friday afternoon, an anonymous player hit for $326,000 on a quarter machine.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune hit,
over
right?
Over Caesars, yep.
Yeah.
And then somebody else in downtown Las Vegas at the Golden Nugget hit $217,000.
Again, on a Wheel of Fortune machine.
Yep.
$500,000 on Wheel of Fortune.
You ready for this?
So somebody was playing the Buffalo.
A visitor from Washington State hit for $1.9 million playing the Buffalo Grand Machine on Friday night at the Strat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
$1.9 million.
What's the max spin on Buffalo? Is it $5? $4?
I don't know.
It's one of those two.
But still, I mean, to hit for $1.9 million is just absurd.
On the Buffalo game.
I have people that swear by the Buffalo game. I've never played it, but I
played it like once or twice. Yeah. It's always a pretty good time, but yeah. I've never won anything, obviously. But $1.9 million. Damn.
After nearly 2 years of discussion, the Las Vegas City Council approved the licensing of social use cannabis venues on May 1st. Earlier this month, the Nevada legislature, with the support of the governor, adopted Assembly Bill 533, which overrides the Las Vegas measure and delays the opening of any legal cannabis venues until at least July of 2021.
Why are you continually going against what the public wants? Like, this is what I just don't understand. Like, why are you continually pushing it back, saying no, no, no? Oh, the answer is because big money in the casinos don't want you to. Yep. Steve Sisolak, you're a good dude, but you know what? You keep doing stupid stuff, people are going to remember. And these are things that, you know, we will remember years down the road.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying is that Nevada sold about $608 million in cannabis products during the first year of legal use adult sales. And political donations from the cannabis industry only make up a tiny fraction of their gaming counterparts.
Yep.
And because the people at the hotels and the casinos mm-hmm. don't want people outside of their properties smoking at pot lounges, because you can't put them obviously in casinos because that would violate all sorts of rules, it's getting shut down for political reasons,
and
which is just too bad.
We are going to, and we continue to tax this. We finally got the tax thing right. So some of the tax dollars from the weed are going to go to fix schools, but we're still going to come up on the, 2019-2020 school year that's getting ready to come in August, but we're still at a major deficit. So the money that we can get from things that we want that aren't hurting anybody, why are we pushing that back several years?
Yeah, it's already taxed. It's already regulated. Like, let's stop pretending like people buy the weed and then don't smoke it. Of course they do.
Or that it's any more dangerous than a bar.
It's not.
It's not.
It's just not.
It's really not.
So Tanager is the new luxury 267-unit apartment.
Tanager? It sounds like a guy who works as a manager of a tanning salon.
Ooh. Hi, I'm the Tanager.
I'm the Tanager.
I'm the Tanager. Come on in.
My name's Book.
It's a reality
show. You know what I like to do.
You're so stupid. It's actually named after the classic Curtis Model 54 aircraft. You know, downtown Summerlin, cool. Lots of aviation. Nope. This is way cooler.
It's a shop manager.
This just ruined it for everyone that had high hopes of moving, moving into the Tanager. No one is going to go rent there now. It's the latest addition to downtown Summerlin. It's actually a great location. So it's right there by the Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin. So it's right by the 215, which is convenient, obviously, West Sahara. But you tell me if this is way too much. So the complex features 1 and 2 bedroom apartments with units ranging in price from $1,300 to $3,000 per month.
I mean, it's high, but it's not obscenely high. You know, I mean, the fact that you're going to be right there next to Las Vegas Ballpark, you've got Red Rock right there, you've got you got downtown Summerlin. Yeah. I mean, that is one of the fastest growing areas in town right now, especially like the development wise. You've got all your entertainment options right there. So for $1,300 a month for a 1 bedroom or a studio, depending on whatever they call it.
It's just not insane. I thought it'd be more than that. Ian, how much do you pay for your place?
I pay a little over $1,000. And
1 or 2 bedroom?
1 bedroom.
Yeah, but do you want to pay $300 more to be
for the
5 minutes closer.
Yeah, for the sweeping views. Definitely, I have a great I have a great view of an IKEA right now.
That's a beautiful. You go get those cheap ass meatballs.
They have a resort style pool, a fitness center, a pet park, and a clubhouse area. The final touches.
Do they have a tanning salon? And
you again. You've already
they don't have tanning beds at the tanager.
Do you get a discount if you go into any tanning salon? You're like, I live at the tanager. Like, come on in, man.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, man.
They're going to bring out Tan Mom for the ribbon cutting. Remember her?
Yes.
She's not tan anymore either.
She's not?
How are you going to still be Tan Mom when you're not
tan anymore? Her and the lady from Something About Mary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, I guess.
I'm never going to be able to unsee that now.
Nobody can.
You ruined it. Where do you live? The Tanager. You're paying $3,000 a month? Does Buck live with you? Is he always there? Yeah, bro.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I watched that new Ted Bundy movie on Netflix with Zac Efron, and I gotta say, it's pretty freaky to think about the fact that someone could be a murderer and you would never know. Like, how many times in my life have I come into contact with or walked past a murderer? I wish I didn't have these thoughts before I went to bed.
Message deleted.
I mean, if they don't murder you, who cares?
Well, also, I feel like you kind of have a feeling, you know?
Yeah, it's strange that we're wired the way that we are, right? Like,
you know,
when there's somebody that has really bad energy, you don't see them. They walk into the room behind you, and you're like, ugh.
Dogs know it. Animals know it. I think, you know, we're a mammal. There's a bit of a sense that we get when you know that somebody is off or something is wrong. Like, if you've been in at a gas station late at night and
you're just kind of like, you know what, let's get out of here.
Bar,
like,
laundromat. Yeah.
Every time that you go there.
Yes.
What is, I don't get though, the obsession we have as a country with all these crime dramas, like the murderers, it's so weird to me.
It's not just that though. I mean, everything that we watch is just some glorification of how we wish that we could act. And I'm not saying that most people wish that they could be murderers, but every superhero movie is just an extension of that.
Yeah.
Every movie about some playboy or some billionaire is an extension of all of our greed and us wanting to have unlimited resources. Everything is just a glorification of the most simple, basic, dumb feelings. Yep. We're just all big blobs of desire, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why all these shows work. Can you imagine, like, actually writing a really intelligent, well thought out show and nobody is interested because there's just not enough boobs in it?
I mean,
which is why Game of Thrones had to put a bunch of boobs in it.
They add to the plot, Dave.
Do they?
No. No, they don't. Not really.
The plot thickens. That's the plot?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, so I rode in my very first Uber pool last night. I'd never done it before, and that was very weird. Feels like you're not supposed to talk or even acknowledge the other passengers, but then if you don't, you're just sitting in this creepy silent car with strangers for like 20 minutes. Felt like a horror movie.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, you get on like a city bus and there's no expectation that you're going to talk to anyone, or a subway or whatever, an airplane. There's no expectation there should be any conversation, but when it's just two people in a Honda Civic together, you're kind of like, hey, what's up?
Ian, have you ever done an Uber pool?
I've done Uber pool many times.
Really?
Yeah, and I have tried to initiate conversation and then have been shut down, but then there have been other times where I've had a great time in the Uber pool.
There's no way you could get me to go on an Uber pool. I'd rather take a bus.
Really?
Without a doubt.
I think it's fun. I think Uber pools are fun because you don't know who's going to come in, and then you can totally set the atmosphere for them.
Like, God, hey, you're the worst.
How am I the worst? I'm saving money.
Can you imagine getting in an Uber pool?
If I didn't know you and I got into an Uber pool,
I'll bring a harmonica.
Yeah.
Good, man. Dude, lighten up, Mahoney. It's a good time.
One star.
Please.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. So I've got a problem. I work like in really close proximity with someone who has constant body odor. Like, I'm talking really bad. So, like, how do I tell them that it's really distracting for me? I'm talking stanky BO, like 5 feet away from you, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Do I just, like, keep trying to ignore it or, like, get the boss to deal with it? Do I say something to them but try to be, like, as nice as possible? Like, no matter what, I've accepted the fact they're going to get offended. But at this point, anything is worth getting the smell to stop.
Message deleted.
Depends on the setting that your workplace setting. Are there cameras in your workplace? If there are not cameras that they can see your desk and their desk, just leave some deodorant for them.
Just like
passive aggressive.
Yeah. Just leave some Axe body spray or whatever.
Yeah.
And then just constantly bring up, be like, boy, did you see this new body wash from Old Spice? What great reviews it has. Mm. Oh, it's buy one, get one free. Would you like the extra one?
Here you go, Janice.
Yeah. Glitz. Glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So all of the talk these past couple of days have been about Justin Bieber saying that he wants to fight Tom Cruise.
What was the genesis of this beef?
Nowhere. Bieber just randomly tweeted at him saying, hey, let's get in the octagon.
Of course, Conor McGregor jumps all over it, says that he wants to host the celebrity match in between the two. And he also went on to say that he wants to fight Marky Mark. Okay. I think Mark Wahlberg would actually put up a scrap with Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor would win.
Did he call him Marky Mark?
Yeah, he called him Marky Mark.
Are we talking a straight boxing match or an MMA match?
MMA match.
No, Conor would wreck him. If it was a boxing match, I think he... I mean, you know, Marky Mark may have a shot. But, I mean, come on, Conor. Why don't you go fight Floyd again? So let him carry it for seven rounds, then knock you out.
UFC Hall of Famer Uriah Faber went on to say, because he was on TMZ Live yesterday, he said that he thinks that Justin Bieber would get smoked by Tom Cruise. He said Tom was on the wrestling team back at Glenridge High School in New Jersey, way back in the day, obviously. And that Tom has obviously kept his fighting skills sharp because he has to for all the action movies that he's in. Justin Bieber has been training. He's trained boxing. I think some MMA to a degree. But yeah, Tom Cruise has that old man strength.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to mess with an old man. Bieber's still in pretty good shape. It just depends. I mean, is it a classic striker versus wrestler match that we're looking at? And if so, then I give Cruise the edge. So, I think Cruise has that Scientology strength going on as well. You don't even know what kind of craziness that he has built up behind those dead-ass eyes of his.
So there's a 31-year gap between the two of them.
Okay.
As far as age goes.
That's a big gap.
And so Ian decided to do a little celebrity who would you fight based on the age difference. And so Ian is 28 years old.
Okay.
People that are 31 years older than Ian, you tell me if you think the celebrity would win or Ian would win, okay? Magic Johnson,
certainly.
Beat your
too
ass.
Much, way too much reach.
I know.
Bono, I think you... I think Bono would be scrappy, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think I could take him.
I feel like you just, like, you litter, or you...
he just totally throws him off his game.
Starts crying.
You distract him that way.
You just say, I don't care about third world countries. What? Michael Stipe, you take Michael Stipe.
Oh, easy. Yeah, he got Michael Stipe. Yeah.
Dave Coulier?
Nope.
Would beat your ass.
Oh, you ought to know. Come on, man.
He would
That's
right.
Coulier,
right.
No.
He
way.
Would cut it out.
Mahoney, you're 37. Bill Murray? I think Bill Murray would take you, man.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he's in pretty good shape.
Kurt Russell would take
Kurt
you.
Kurt Russell would definitely take you.
Randy Quaid would certainly take you.
Randy Quaid? I feel like I got a shot against Randy Quaid.
It's Randy. No way.
Dennis Quaid?
I was mixing him up in my head. Randy Quaid is
the crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts,
though. He's the uncle from Christmas Vacation.
You'd kick his ass, but he would never stop coming at you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'd just be covered in blood.
You got to kill him. Keep
hitting me. Keep hitting me. And then I love this one. Dr. Phil.
Oh,
you dumb bitch.
Mahoney or Dr. Phil?
You dumb bitch.
Man. Mahoney, you'd get your ass kicked by Dr. Phil.
I would train hard for that one.
You dumb bitch.
That's the one I don't want. Why didn't you go the other way? Like, where's the 31 years the other way? Like, where the
6-year-olds that you can beat down?
Yeah, where the 7-year-olds, the famous 7-year-olds.
All right, for
I'll
me.
Set up Sparta, kick them.
At 39 years old, George Foreman. Of course he would kick my ass. It's George Foreman.
He's probably the greatest heavyweight of all time, in my opinion.
Ooh, Richard Simmons? I could take Richard Simmons.
Is he still alive?
Barely.
We don't know.
Richard Simmons from like 10 years ago, I think would
I think
he'd out cardio me for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Right now, I don't know.
George R.R. Martin. he's so fat.
Just picture him.
Just move around him three times. He just gasses out and falls over.
Of course you're gonna give him a heart attack before he finishes the next two books. You son of a bitch.
And the last one here, Eric Estrada.
Oh, ooh. Eric Estrada will whoop your ass.
No way.
I don't think so. I think
no.
Dave would take Eric.
No, I'd take Eric Estrada.
I really
no
do.
No way. Yeah.
I don't think he's got it anymore.
Do you think that you could take Eric Estrada?
No, I don't think I could take Eric Estrada either. Yeah. I think Eric Estrada, wasn't he on one of those horrible celebrity boxing things like 20 years ago?
That's 20 years ago, man.
He's Ponch. He's still in great shape.
He's not. Have you seen him?
Stop projecting onto Eric Estrada.
He's so saggy now. He looks like if you put Ponch into a brown paper bag that you get at the grocery store and left it outside during a rainstorm and then brought it in.
Oh, man. I think Ponch would still take it, man. He's 70 years old.
No way.
Yeah,
Dave's got it. He looks great. You're gonna look horrible at 70. How dare you? Talk trash about
Eric. Of course I will. We all will if we make it to 70. So Woodstock 50 and their planned venue now pulling out as well. So the festival has been in jeopardy to say that it's in really bad shape now would be an understatement, considering that they have terminated the site license, leaving the troubled concert without a home. So the racetrack cited its contract with Woodstock 50 as its reason for scrapping the permit. It's terrible news for fans who are still holding out hope that the festival would actually get off the ground on the heels of a major money issue nearly shutting it down. The financial backer tried canceling the event altogether. It's just not going to. I mean, why are fans even really holding out hope? Like, who cares? There's a billion festivals.
Yeah, there's so many festivals.
What made
now
Woodstock special is that it was like the only festival at the time. Yeah. Nobody cares anymore.
And we should have known this. I mean, we said, months ago when the Black Keys pulled out?
Yeah.
That, like, oh, this is like the Black Keys pulling out from $500,000 to $1 million payday. Listen
to this quote, though.
Wrong.
We are in discussions with another venue to host Woodstock 50 August 16th through 18th. Boy, that's coming up fast. And look forward to sharing the new location when tickets go on sale in the coming weeks.
So all those people who were at the original Woodstock, or even the Woodstock that happened in, 99?
Yeah.
20 years ago? We're all old now.
Yep.
We don't want to go to festivals anymore because most of them suck. It's hot. There's a bunch of drunk, drugged out people, and the music usually isn't as good as it should be, and I'm going to pay an arm and a leg.
Pass.
Yeah, hard pass.
And finally, Quentin Tarantino gives an update on his Star Trek film. He said that there is a big possibility he is actually going to make the movie, and there's been a whole bunch of people that said that they want in, if that's the case, including William Shatner, Patrick Stewart, and Jonathan Frakes.
Hell yeah.
Who is so available.
He's number one.
Please. Please make the movie. I haven't done anything since Star Trek.
He's still got a nice beard.
Does he?
He was in The Next Generation, man. You don't even know which one he is.
What's with you like fawning over these old guys?
Commander Riker. I love the idea of Tarantino directing a Star Trek film.
Did you just educate me on who Jonathan Frakes is?
Yes.
Of course I know who he is. He hasn't done anything since.
You never watched The Next Generation.
That was my jam.
Was it?
Yes.
Was it?
Of course it was. Data.
Who was the hottest chick on that?
Jonathan Frakes.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Tell me I'm wrong.
All of them. Or Deanna Troi.
That Klingon chick.
The doctor. Tasha Yar.
That five head looks good on you, girl.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney got married this past weekend, but didn't actually have a wedding because him and his then fiance just decided, you know what, we're not really into that, and so be it. And so you save some money, but there are lots of people out there who do want the big wedding, who do want to do it up and, you know, have a proper celebration.
We wanted to avoid all the pitfalls that we are reading about on our social media at Dave and Mahoney. That's kind of one of the big things, and spending a massive amount of money to watch all these pitfalls happen.
Yeah, so the question that we have for you is, what's the wildest thing that you've seen at a wedding? Maybe you were actually involved. Maybe you were just kind of an innocent bystander and you watched it all go down. Anonymous joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's happening?
How you guys doing, man?
Good. So was this your wedding or somebody else's?
This was my twin brother's wedding. I was the best man.
Okay. All right. What happened?
Let's see. They got married, you know, usual time, I guess, like about 3-4 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Reception immediately to follow. They had a teaser bar out on the patio of the hotel, which I promptly went to and had, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 Budweisers.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, they start to get into the evening festivities. I got so plastered, I don't remember a darn thing after 9 p.m., and I know it was 9 p.m. because that's when I heard the chicken dance.
Oh, boy. The last thing that you remember is the chicken dance?
Last thing I remember is the chicken dance.
Room's spinning. The chicken dance is playing.
You're having the time of your life.
You're stumbling across the dance floor.
On my life.
That's when you think you could do the splits, and traditionally. Like, I'm going to do the splits right now.
I could do the splits, and I probably did.
The splits or the worm, one of the two. Did you hear any stories about things that you did? Was there any really embarrassing moment?
Apparently, I was handing out shots to my underage cousins.
Super.
That's not that bad.
Wait. How underage?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, they were all like, you know, like 17, 18, 19. Okay. So it wasn't too damn bad.
All okay. Right. They're like 11.
Yeah, that's a little much.
No.
Yeah, right on,
and
man.
And then from what else I was told, at about 2, 3 in the morning, I sat straight up like I'm from The Exorcist and projectile vomited.
Hell yeah. Let me ask you this. As a twin, did you ever feel that like you and your brother needed to marry another set of twins?
No, never.
Never.
I always found that super creepy, right?
Yeah, when the two twins get married?
Like when they marry, set of twins.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't find that?
No, that's just weird.
Yeah,
it's a little weird.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Have a good one. Morgan joining us this morning. What's up?
Hi. I did a wedding, and they were like 21, 22. It was a daytime wedding at a brewery, so there's free beer all over the place.
Oh, super.
Seems like a good place for a wedding.
What could go wrong?
The bride, middle of the dance floor, throws up all down her dress.
Oh, no.
About 20 minutes later, she's escorted away. They clean her up. She comes back out, and the best man comes flying out of nowhere and just plants a big old kiss on her face.
Oh, no.
On the lips?
Like on the lips?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did a brawl ensue? What happened after that?
He was tackled for a second, and then he made up with the groom. They were like best friends again, and then proceeded to basically hit on anything with a skirt.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
My man.
I mean, those beer goggles, you're in a brewery, they are thick.
Yeah, you're like, that's not a skirt. That dude's wearing a kilt.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Doesn't matter, got laid, Dave.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Christina on Facebook was talking about her wedding. She said, at my wedding, I had a photo booth where people were in and out of it all night. At one point, there was a commotion and three groomsmen fell out of it almost completely naked. I still have the photo booth pics in an album that has the progression of the striptease.
Oh,
so these three dudes all get in there and decide to get naked.
Why not?
Then she also added, my husband and I got married at the JW Marriott. The top ballroom had a three-story escalator that you take up and down. At the end of the wedding night, my husband tried to slide down the handrail of the escalator, she put in parentheses rubber, and got yanked into the inside of the escalator, scraping his back along the steps. Oh, so on her honeymoon, in a bathing suit, you could see the perfect lines of scratches down his entire back.
They must have thought you guys had a great wedding night.
Yeah. Right.
What are you guys into?
Did you marry a cougar? Like, what in the hell is going on?
Got one on our text line at 73100. We had a reception at a natural history museum. My 7 or 8-year-old cousin started touching the manly bits of a life-sized, anatomically correct mastodon that was the centerpiece of the reception hall.
All right. Mastodon getting smashed.
Which, who knew they actually had a bone there? Good for you. Wait, is that why they're called mastodons?
Christina said, when I was 7 in Spain, I attended my cousin's wedding. During the ceremony, we were outside. A random turkey appeared, and I started running after it. The turkey ended up tricking me into running into the mud, and it was the longest mudslide I have ever seen. The entire family watched in dead silence.
I mean, that's a bold move, you going after that turkey. He turns around, and he starts coming at you. It looks like an alien.
Heather said, two words, open bar. Oops.
Every time.
Yeah.
Brooke said, bride and groom shared a bachelorette party, and it turned into a gigantic orgy. Boy, that makes for an awkward wedding, doesn't it?
Is that a bad or a good one?
Yeah.
Depends on the bachelor and bachelorette party, I guess.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The wildest thing that you've ever seen at a wedding. Katrina on Facebook said, my husband's best friend was getting married in California. Lots of friends coming from the Midwest. So not everyone familiar with the area. Mm-hmm. One of the groomsmen was excited to pregame because he left his family back in the Midwest. So it was party time for him. Which, by the way, sidebar here, that's kind of how it always works, right? Like, the bachelor parties are very rarely for the bachelor. It's for all the dudes who never get to party and cut loose. And so they finally break away from their overbearing family, yeah, and they go nuts.
It's the guys who are in unhappy marriages and who have seven kids who they hate are the ones who go the buck-ass wild.
They go nuts, yeah. Well, so she said after a couple of shots and beers, they went outside to take group photos, and the guy, pretty plastered, walked out with the group, but then just disappeared. They couldn't find him. Phone calls straight to voicemail, no answered texts. They started everything without him. Bridesmaid ended up walking with another couple, and they were looking for him. Everything played out like he didn't exist for about 3 hours. The reception was going on, and the guy just showed back up. He claimed he got lost and walked around for those 3 hours until he called a cab to bring him back. When he came back, he went straight to the open bar. He just said he just walked away because he was looking for a liquor store. No, that dude went to a strip club.
Yeah.
Or worse. Or something worse. Yeah. Interesting one coming to us on our text line at 73100. My buddy broke up with his longtime girlfriend who we all thought he'd marry, and he hitched up with another chick we all figured would just be a quick rebound. But instead, they got married really quick. At the wedding, the best man opened up his speech with, "When Aaron told me he was getting married, I asked, to who?" Of course, that marriage didn't work out, and the best man services were not requested for wedding number two.
Oops.
I don't know why our friends refuse to listen to us when we're like, this is a rebound, man.
Hey, man.
This is a rebound. All, we have no, we're looking out
for
you.
I have no vested interest. It's not because I dislike the girl.
We have a vested interest in you.
Right. That's it. That's the only thing I care about is your happiness. This is a mistake. Joseph said, I fell in a ditch while walking to the after party. And Adam said, my buddy took his girlfriend out to the pool of the JW Marriott and had the relations with her at the pool during our wedding reception.
Wow.
They came in all sweaty and we asked what happened, thinking something bad happened. Silly us.
You know, the love is in the air and in the pool.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the wildest thing that you've ever seen at a wedding or been part of, because maybe it was even your wedding. Kimberly said, my sister-in-law got married at a vineyard. My cousin-in-law then got lost in said vineyard, and we had to search for him until the end of the night. Alcohol was involved.
Oh, I mean, sometimes you just want to go on a walk.
But
right?
A vineyard is a bad play. It's like getting lost in a cornfield, depending on how tall all of the vines are.
If it's
like,
nighttime,
yeah, it's scary as hell,
like,
man.
A lot of lights out there. Yeah. You ever been in a vineyard at night?
Have you?
Yeah.
And why?
I was at a wedding in Greece, and we were in a vineyard at night walking around, and there was a lake, and I'm like, I've been drinking. I'm like, I should not jump in that lake, but I really wanted to.
But I should. Carissa said, my husband's cousin had just turned 21 and got so drunk she passed out in one of the side rooms of the reception hall. At the end of the night, she couldn't even get up. Had to be wheeled out in a wheelchair.
The wheelchair. When the wheelchair comes out, you know you did it right. This one coming to us on our text line at 73100. My buddy was dancing with the complimentary plants they gave out to the guests and face planted with one in each hand. Soil everywhere. Just power walked away. Like, also, stop giving us plants at weddings. Nobody wants extra responsibility by going to your wedding. I want to eat a really rubbery steak, some really kind of half-cold pasta, and drink a bunch of free booze and enjoy the evening. I don't want a plant.
My husband's cousin got married out at Lake Las Vegas. The reception was a pool party with lots of sun and alcohol. Needless to say, the groom's sister had to be escorted out because she kept yelling at him and telling him, why did you marry your wife? She's a bitch.
Wow. Yes. Another one.
Yes.
Another one. This one happened 6 years ago. I had a weekend fling with a woman here in Las Vegas. I met at a day club. 3 months later, I was dating a woman who invited me to her cousin's wedding at the venue at the lakes. And to my shock surprise, the bride was the woman I had the fling with.
Whoops.
We kept our mouths shut.
Yes, you did. And a final one here. That's from Elizabeth. Tea. She said, currently planning my wedding, so thank you for all of the inspiration.
Hear my
cover your ears.
Rob is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Rob? How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So here's how this game works. These are all really popular alternative songs that you've probably heard hundreds of times over the years. You're trying to figure out what they are. What makes it challenging is that Ian scours the web and he finds these cover songs that are performed by people that don't exactly sound like the original. Some artistic interpretations, if you will.
Yeah. Today, Dave, it's Cover Your Ears Unplugged.
Oh, really?
All acoustic. All acoustic today. Yes.
This is kind of the hot new thing. Okay. I don't know if you guys saw the Offspring's doing an acoustic tour right now. There's a bunch of... I know, right?
Wait, we saw...
That's what I mean. Even bands like the Offspring are doing acoustic tours at this point.
Noodles. No.
Noodles. What are you doing, dude?
Stick to the hot sauce.
What are you doing?
Noon Dog.
Come on. All right, Rob. So I've got three songs for you. You get two out of the three. You're going to be the winner today. Artist and song, full point. Artist or song, half point. 30 seconds for each one of these. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go. Song number one. Good luck to you.
All the pictures have been washed in black, tattooed everything.
That is beautiful,
Give that man a record deal.
That was horrible, but I'll go Pearl Jam, Black.
There you go. On the board, full point. Well done.
Or a woman. Was that a man or a woman singing?
That was a man.
Oh, man, I couldn't even tell you.
Oh, that was beautiful.
One for one, my friend. One for one.
All right, here we go. On to number two.
When the morning comes, you see what we've become. In the cold light of day, we're all flaming the wind and the fire that we've begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back. Because with all that has happened, I think we both know the way that story ends. And only for a minute. Spirit.
All right, that's 30 seconds.
Man.
It's a newer one.
I got nothing on that.
That's all right.
So that was actually Marshmello featuring Bastille and Happier.
Oh, I'd have never got that.
Yeah.
That's all right.
No worries. You do have a full point already, so you just need a full point on this last one. Third and final song. Again, 30 seconds here. Best of luck to you.
As an enemy, as a friend.
So that one is tuned down a bit from the original. Not easy.
I heard something with memory in there. Got nothing.
It's an older one. It's an older one. Bigger band.
Rhymes with Shmervana.
Obviously, Nirvana.
Okay, half point.
Okay, we're getting
there. We'll give you a half point for that.
Was it Nevermind?
No.
It's opposite.
No, it was Come As You Are. Yeah. Difficult, though. I mean, being tuned down like that is almost indistinguishable.
Was,
yeah.
The cadence was really...
Way off.
Really
all right.
Off.
So we'll give you a half point, and we'll go to the bonus round here, all right? So we'll play one round. More song. Bonus round, a half point here gets you the win. Good luck.
All right.
All right.
Oh, man. Man. Is it, I think the band's Blur. And I don't know what the song is. Dang it.
It doesn't matter. All you needed was a half point.
Also,
are we good?
We know you got help from the guy in the back.
Your
coworker helped you.
Who is that?
Are you driving an Uber right now? Did your passengers tip you off?
His name was Troy, yes.
All right. Troy coming.
Well, I tell you what, Rob.
But also, Blur had one song.
It's the only one.
And it was song two.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, AI is catching people who cheat on their diets, job searches, and schoolwork. New companies and new research are applying cutting-edge technology in at least three different ways to combat cheating on homework, on the job hunt, and even on one's diet. AI won't cure the human weakness to lie about things and cut corners, and the technology itself isn't foolproof. The big challenges are privacy, fairness, and transparency. And, of course, no algorithm is perfect, but artificial intelligence is coming into the hiring process in other ways. A recent survey from the large employment firm said 37% of polled companies were using artificial intelligence. The company was most commonly used to screen resumes. 25% say they used it for the task. 8% they'd use it to analyze applicant body language, tone, and facial expressions during interviews.
What?
For diets, enter OnTrack, an app that harnesses user data and learns when diet lapses are statistically likely and warns users that the next one could happen anytime. Developers hope OnTrack will be publicly available in the next year or two.
Hey, AI. Nobody likes a snitch. Especially if it's about something that's not important. Like,
oh, so I didn't go to college like I said I did on my resume.
Just because I spelled college collage doesn't mean I'm stupid. I got street smarts. And from the streets, snitches get stitches.
Speaking of street smarts, Rochester police say a man was doing push-ups in the middle of the road and he was hit by a car at 10 p.m. on Sunday.
I don't feel bad about this at all.
That's on you.
What are you doing push-ups in the middle of the road, man?
How old do you think this guy is?
26.
Wrong. 51.
Wow.
Okay. He was taken to the hospital. He's expected to survive, but they had to close the street overnight while they investigated.
Move to the sidewalk, man.
Anywhere but that.
Yeah, anywhere but the middle of the street.
So I do have a couple of more street-related things. For example, this guy, a dude from Pennsylvania, because they've seen an unusually high number of tornadoes already this year.
It's unreal the amount of tornadoes that we've seen across the Midwest and even going, you know, further east this year than pretty much further we've ever seen in years past.
I mean, earthquakes in Cleveland, tornadoes all over the place. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's stuff going on.
The obviously. World is changing.
Yeah, but the scientists aren't exactly what's behind the uptick of the tornadoes in Pennsylvania, but one guy has figured it out. Such an obvious answer.
Is it Tito Santana?
No, it's traffic circles.
Oh.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Oh. I mean, tell me he's wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
And sorry, the Texas tornado was Kerry Von Erich, not Tito Santana.
Tornadoes.
We didn't have tornadoes here.
Is he talking about tomatoes? That sounds a little bit like tomatoes.
And I do have one other thing that is car related. So, Mahoney, maybe you can help me out with the setup here. But this is a young man that's probably, what do you say, 17?
No, I thought he was like 21.
Okay, well, somewhere in that range where you're young and stupid.
He's old enough to drive.
He's old enough to drive, yeah.
And he's certainly old enough to know better. But he's there at a tow yard. His car got into an accident. Bringing the car back, and this young man...
It was a Volkswagen Golf.
It was a lowered Volkswagen Golf, and he's mad that they were towing it with a tow truck, and they didn't put it up on one of those tow trucks with a sled. And he's there with his mom, and he is talking mad trash to the tow truck driver. And Ian, you come from a family that has some tow truck drivers in there?
Yes, I do.
And pro tip for anybody who's thinking about messing with the tow truck driver, don't.
Don't mess with the tow truck
drivers. Why should you not mess with a tow truck driver?
Because, first of all, they never want to be tow truck drivers. So they're just always going to be upset. They're always put in the worst situations. They're always in the worst neighborhoods. They're always packing. They always got something going on that they don't want going on. Just don't don't mess with tow truck drivers.
These guys, yeah, they're every interaction that they have is unpleasant.
It's a bad interaction, but there's nothing that you can do that will surprise them. They've seen it all.
Everything.
And so they have the upper hand already. They're way more experienced.
This middle class douche Chad from the suburbs who's there at this tow truck
His
yard.
Mom drove him there in her white Lexus.
Yeah.
To check on the car, and
he's
he was furious.
Melting down, and
you
it is one
bitch.
Of the best tantrums we have heard that was caught on video ever. And
so he's
just
talking trash to the tow truck driver. Then there's two other guys that came out of the shop just to watch because they're like, this is hilarious. And it's this little dweeb who's, again, somewhere between 17
His
and 21 years old.
His mom never spanked him. He got everything he wanted.
Entitled little.
He's got a super nice car that she paid for. And he's losing his mind because they were towing it wrong after it's already wrecked.
Back the f*** up now.
I promise you don't want it, man.
Listen, I'm going to walk away from him.
Max,
you wrecked your car, dude.
And you
I had nothing to do with you wrecking your car. Do me a favor. Get him the f*** out of here.
Get out of here. Okay, get out of here.
Please.
I'll kill you.
God, John, you're going to kill me. Yeah.
Take him out of here.
Get out of here. Making it worse.
Relax, man. What's his name?
Josh,
relax.
You, Max.
Relax.
You, Max.
Stop.
You don't know who I am, Max.
You don't know who I am.
Kill you.
They're calling the police,
Josh. Josh, get the out of here before these three stooges do that. That's why. Get in the car.
Wow. I feel sorry for you.
Jeez.
And that's why you don't want to have a rich kid, right? Like, we all want to be rich and successful and, like, want to give our children a better life.
But at some point, you have to tase them.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That's a dude who's never had his ass whooped.
Yeah, well.
By anybody.
If your mama wasn't there, that was going to change, son. You keep that up, see what's coming.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, hypothetical for you. Would you rather be trapped in the worst job that you've ever had for an additional 5 years, kind of like Groundhog Day, that movie, or trapped in high school for an additional 5 years?
Message deleted.
I'd rather go back to high school.
High school, yeah. I mean, high school sucked. I wasn't a big fan of high school. Just because you're so young and dumb, and do you have the knowledge that you have now, or do you have to go back to
If
it's current knowledge, you go back to high school, you will run the place. That would be awesome.
Yes.
However, the worst job I've ever had was really bad. Like, I worked on a maintenance crew for a summer at a summer camp. And it was, I mean, you know, you have to do things like repair the screen doors on the cabins. That wasn't too bad.
Okay.
But there was one day where I distinctly remember that they wanted to give the worst job to me possible because they were punishing me for something. And it was emptying out the grease trap of the industrial sized kitchen.
Is it because you ruined one of their riding lawnmowers?
No. That was a separate incident. Whole separate thing.
You sound like a really great employee, Dave.
I was a good employee.
Yeah.
But they had me emptying out the grease trap. And I don't know if I can even put into words the smell of what a grease trap smells
straight
like.
Straight booty.
Straight ass. But worse. Yeah.
Like, I mean, no, it's just like pure, unadulterated ass. Like, you took ass and you boiled it down to its purest form, that is what a grease trap.
Imagine like a really thick oil grease combination. And you just I just scoop it out with my hands throw it into this bucket. So, yeah, I'll pass on that. I'll go back to high school where at least there was still a glimmer of hope for the future.
Yeah. And like when our bodies were young and supple.
Yeah, even then I was still. Have you ever been happy with your body?
Nah, I want to get weight back then. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, if I could only have more weight on my body, you know, I just want to be
more muscle,
more of a man. Now I'm like, too much man, too much man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, so like, what's your opinion on men getting manicures and pedicures? Like, my girlfriend wants me to go with her next time she goes to the salon, and I want to be a good boyfriend, but like, I don't like people messing with my feet, and I don't want my hands to be like all soft and pretty. Like, I'm proud of my calloused man hands, you know?
Message deleted.
Treat yourself, man.
No, I think that he has a point though. If he doesn't like, because I'm the same way, I don't like people messing with my feet. There's some people that love it, and Mahoney, you're one of those people. You gladly will go. It's not like a masculine thing. Like I could care less about that.
It's a masculine thing. That's
it. I don't. No, I just don't like it.
Mm-hmm,
I don't. Sure. No, they're too rough. I have dainty feet. Okay, when they take that little the metal thing and just that's jam not, in
that
the,
thing's illegal now.
It is.
Yeah, the cheese maybe. Grater for your toes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, cheese
that's
grater.
How you
for
know.
Toes.
That's how you know they're like occasionally they like if they know you're not like working for the state they'll bust it out.
Yeah, they'll do it.
They'll sand down that corn quick. You got.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
What? That's like
it's illegal.
That's the. Like the happy ending equivalent for
yes,
for
yeah, place. Well, they bust out the cheese grater.
So they still have it, and they'll do it, but only if they know that you're not a narc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta be cool, bro.
You gotta be like, hey, let me take a picture of your foot.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hell yeah! Congratulations, Mahoney. So, what about you, Ian? When you gonna get married, huh?
Message deleted.
Well, a wise man once told me a couple of tips. Always keep an extra pair of pants in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And underwear.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yep, that's a good one.
And wait to get married.
Yeah. Yeah, those are all good pro-life tips.
Those are all things that Mahoney has said. Are you saying that Mahoney's a wise man?
Yes. I'm taking from the book of Mahoney.
That's right.
So you're going to get married, but it'll be under the cover of night and 8 years later. Got it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
All right, you ready for this? A new study has ranked the 50 states, and they have decided which ones are the most fun based on things like number of attractions, beaches, restaurants, bars, and the most fun states in the United States of America.
I would say Nevada is number one.
So they give us the top 10, and Nevada is not number one, but...
Is New York number one?
No, but both in the top 10. California, number one.
All right.
I get it.
All
good right, beaches. All right, Florida, number two.
Nah.
It depends what kind of fun you're into.
Yeah.
New York, number three.
Okay, yep. Fair enough.
Washington, number
State
four.
State or D.C.?
State.
State.
Yeah. Washington State's a lot of fun.
How's Washington State going to be ahead of Nevada?
I mean, again, I think it depends on what kind of fun you want.
Per capita, nobody beats Vegas.
Colorado?
Okay, legal weed.
Skiing.
Most of these places have been legal weed states so far.
Nevada?
There you go, another.
Minnesota? This is where I... So Minnesota.
You grew up in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I mean, there's a lot of lakes. A
lot of lakes. A lot of bugs.
Weed is not legal.
Very cold. Pennsylvania?
Okay, that one seems a little odd as well.
Okay. Oregon?
I mean, you got the coastline.
And the horse lube.
Port line.
From the Redneck Report.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, the horse lube and glitter.
Yeah.
A lot of strip clubs.
Is that a strip club up in Portland?
Hope so.
And in Texas.
Okay.
Do you think that the fact that our show is broadcast in New York State and Nevada, that's probably what helped to edge it into the top 10?
I feel like we should be certainly higher.
Seems likely, yeah, right?
Because of that caveat right there. Does it have the least fun state in America?
It does, actually.
I want to know what Mississippi. Has to be Mississippi, right?
Number two, my friend. Number two.
Alabama? Is Alabama the least fun state?
Alabama's up there as well.
Arkansas.
So,
Arkansas.
Yeah,
you're
getting there. Ding, 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 ding. You're getting the top 10. You want to keep going?
Oh, God. Georgia?
Nah, Georgia's not.
No, Georgia.
Doing?
Kansas?
Yeah, that sucks.
New Hampshire? Sure, because no one knows anything that's in New Hampshire. Yeah, Connecticut? That? What's in Connecticut?
Huh? People who live in New York?
Yeah, that just don't want to pay the taxes.
Yeah.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Arkansas?
Yeah.
Vermont?
Missouri?
No.
No Missouri?
Huh. Rhode Island?
I heard Rhode Island was okay.
From who?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Family
liar.
Guy?
Delaware?
If you want to hide money.
Mississippi?
Yeah.
And West Virginia?
Mama.
That's right.
Gotcha. So Darius Rucker is the man.
You and me, we come from the
possibly
world.
The greatest you like crossover the artist we've ever seen in our lifetime. Right?
I still love, if you don't like Hootie the Blowfish, greatest hits, don't go on a road trip with me, because it's going to make it on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Hootie the Blowfish, I mean, they were the quintessential, like, frat rock band in the mid to late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that he's one of the biggest country artists out now is absolutely amazing.
And he's doing great stuff. He has raised over $2 million now for St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Wow.
So if you're not familiar with that, with St. Jude's, I mean, Darius Rucker has been a proponent of them for many, many years now. He has raised over $2 million by doing different concerts and charity golf tournaments and everything else over the years. But St. Jude's is a fantastic organization that when families are dealing with a child that's sick, which is just unimaginable,
the worst.
You can go to St. Jude's Children's Hospital and they cover everything. So you don't ever see a bill, any of that stuff. And that is life changing. Some of the people that showed up at Darius Rucker and Friends concert, Darius, of course, himself played, Sheryl Crow, Luke Bryan, Brett Young, just to name a few of them. So, again, over $2 million. Huge stuff.
Yeah, we love St. Jude, and anything that Darius does, we are a fan of. We're just waiting on that next Hootie and the Blowfish reunion album.
They're doing a reunion tour. They're touring across the United States this year. Yeah.
I know you're planning on going.
I mean, that's the idea. Just saying, birthday's coming up, honey.
Where's the? I mean, Cracked Rear View, I mean, you sold 20 million plus albums. I'm sure this one would do at least double.
So the FCC voted on Thursday of last week to give wireless carriers like Verizon the green light to block unwanted robocalls automatically for all customers.
Why weren't you doing this earlier?
Hey, FCC, way to catch up to it. A little too late, but at least you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
The move could curb the torrent of phone-based scams and unwelcome interruptions that affected millions of consumers. So get on this Verizon, get on this AT&T, get on this every single phone network out there. Thank you, FCC, for finally doing something about it. Americans now receive roughly 5 billion robocalls per month.
I believe it.
Per month.
That seems low. I get at least 30,000 of those every week.
It's just yourself?
Just me.
Yeah.
Just me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
My new favorite one is the, oh, your Microsoft Windows has expired. I'm like, bitch, I pirated this 10 years ago.
I've never paid for Microsoft Windows.
Who are you trying to? Bill Gates has enough money. Who are you trying to pay?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, so today's question for Know the Show. It is time. Here it is for today.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
If there's one moment, it's when my uncle sent us our first the original.
Yeah.
And I just remember the total meltdown of excitement that we had. So that's the question. We were talking about the best Christmas that you ever had, and there was a specific gift, a specific moment. My parents always did a fantastic job every Christmas with giving us, six kids, mind you, a great Christmas. Everyone got all sorts of stuff, even though we didn't have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They really just went above and beyond to make sure that we had all the stuff. But there was one item that was a little outside of their reach because it was very expensive, even back then, and my uncle sent it to us. Question that we have for you today is, what was that item? You probably had a similar experience when you were growing up, if you ever got one of these items as well, especially early on when they first came out.
Oh yeah, it was a game changer,
literally. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. Lunch for two to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Don't forget, National Flip-Flop Day is this Friday. Go to Tropical Smoothie Cafe from 2 to 7 p.m. in your flip-flops and get a free 16-ounce sunshine smoothie.
I loved Christmas morning, man. Like, you wake up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd be like, just, you could never get up too early.
You know what I love is that being a parent, you get to re-experience that just on the other side of things.
Yeah.
And so now my daughter is, you know, 3 years old. Her experiencing Christmas is, I would say, more fun.
Was this year like the first big year where she kind of knew what was going on, or was it two?
Even when she, because she was about to turn three this year, when she was about to turn two, she had a pretty great idea of, like, you know, running downstairs being excited. So, you know, anywhere from two and up, it's pretty awesome. I'm sure that eventually it'll dwindle and they'll be ungrateful little brats.
Gift game, man.
Is that what it is?
You got to keep up. Like, that's how you end up with a car with a bow in the driveway.
Dang it. Does anyone actually do that?
And she's like, Dad, I wanted a white one. How dare you get me a pearl? You're the worst. I'm leaving this family.
Good. See you later. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Scott.
What is it?
What?
Scott.
Scott.
Scott Stapp?
Yes.
Okay. Scott.
Scott. All right, Scott, what's the right answer? What was that item?
Original Nintendo.
There you go.
The greatest gaming system to ever grace our little hands.
The problem is that when you have six kids in the family, everyone had to take their turn, right? Because everyone wanted to play. And my sister, OCD as hell when it came to playing Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. She would have to go through and break every single brick.
Oh, hell no.
And it would drive us insane.
She's probably not dying all that
much. Right, because she's going so slow. You're not even super speeding.
Yeah.
Like, get out there. Take some risks a little bit.
Are you? What, you're not going to use the warp tunnel? What is the matter with you?
There's a star right there. Get the star.
Use the warp tunnel.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.